Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to talk about what should be eaten on Shavuos. It's known that on Shavuos we have cheesecake, we have dairy, and that contrasts a lot significantly with other chagim. We don't have dairy, we have meat. Shabbos, meat. Most people have meat. Yontifs, meat. But come Shavuos is the exception to the rule. The question is, why is that? So, in the Sefer Yalkut Yosef, written by the son of one of the sons of Rav Avadya Yosef, his name is Rav Yitzchak Yosef, he writes that the minhag is to eat dairy on Shavuos, and some people have the minhag to eat not only dairy but also honey. And he brings two rationales. There are a number of rationales, but the two that he brings are as follows. It's a remez on Matan Torah, that is compared to Dvash v'chalav, it's compared to honey and dairy. It's based on the pasuk that says, Dvash v'chalav tachas l'shonech, that the honey and the dairy and the milk should be underneath your tongue. These are good tasting things. So too the Torah tastes delicious as well. It's beautiful, it's savory, and that's what we're eating on Shavuos is Dvash v'chalav, in order to remember this is Shavuos, this is Man Matan Torah, Seinu Dvash v'chalav tachas l'shonech, what comes out of our mouths, our tongues, that is the good taste of the Torah, that is just like the Dvash v'chalav. So that is rationale number one. He brings a section rationale specifically for dairy, not including the honey. And he says that at Matan Torah, we received the Aseres Hadibros, we received all the halachas, and what was very new, there was a lot very new, but the Kashrus laws were very new, and after Matan Torah, you leave Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael had to implement the Kashrus laws, and they were hungry as well, so they wanted to eat something, so they could go for milchik or flesh, and they had milchik, which was much more readily available. It wouldn't take as much time for preparation as compared to the flesh. The flesh, now they have a lot of requirements in order to prepare a fleishach meal, to prepare a meat meal, and it started off as follows. So the preparation, in order to do a shechita, now they have to do shechita, you need a proper knife. It has to be checked. It can't have any blemishes. And when it comes to after the shechita, we have to remove various parts of the animal. You can't eat the chalev, the prohibited fats. You can't eat the gira nasha. You also have to salt the meat. You have to wash it and clean it. You have to cook it in new dishes, because they had used the dishes before Matan Torah for unkosher food. So many requirements. So after Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael went and they had dairy, not meat. And accordingly, we have dairy as well, but we may also have meat. We'll talk about that in a little bit. So he goes on to talk about a number of related issues. The number one is, Etrichim Lizar Shalola Chomachal Echalav Achar Basar Ki'im Kavur Sheshas. We have to be very careful, because in fact, as we'll talk about shortly, we have meat as well, not only dairy, because there's a halacha. Some pasuk in this way, some say it doesn't exist anymore because it was talking about the time of when we had a Beis HaMikdash. Ein simcha ela bebasar. The real simcha that we have, and there's a din of simcha and yantiv, is having meat. Some say that is talking about the korban shlamim, and we don't have the meat of the shlamim anymore, but others still say that we need to have simcha and yantiv through meat. So even though Shavuos is a dairy day, but it is also a meat day. We have to have meat as well, and accordingly, we have to be especially careful to distance between eating milk and dairy, milk and meat, and meat and milk, depending on one's minhag. He talks about waiting between meat and milk 6 hours. Many people have that minhag, but whatever your minhag is, you'd have to adhere. And some people also have the minhag of waiting after having dairy to have meat. Based on the Zohar, that should be an hour. Some have the minhag of half an hour. Others, they just wash out and clean out their mouths. Kinuach v'hadacha. So it could be swishing around water and eating some bread or whatever it may be to clean out the mouth well. So he continues here that our minhag, minhagenu, and not everyone has this minhag, but minhagenu lechol tchila machal echalav, in the same meal, and there are proper halachic ways to do that. They first have milchik, and then they wash out their mouths properly, and then they have the meat. Then they have the meat meal, so that may require not only washing out the mouth properly, but also waiting that half an hour or an hour. And he says, why do we have also meat if the day concept is to have dairy? Because as we explained, that it's tvash v'chalav tachal leshonech, and also because it was so hard for them to have meat, so they had to have dairy. It would take so long to prepare for the meat. We have dairy, so why are we having meat? So he says, the mitzvah l'achol b'yom tov, Basar Behema, there's a mitzvah to have not only meat, we're not talking about fowl, but to have red meat, Basar Behema, in order to have a kiyum of simcha on Yantif, in simcha elala babasar, not only meat, but also we should be drinking some wine. It should not go overboard. We should be drinking some wine, because that's simcha ela, in simcha ela b'yayin. And he says, but don't drink too much wine, don't eat too much meat. That would take away from the proper celebration of the Chag is, we should not go overboard. That would not be a real simcha. That would be a fake simcha, an unnatural simcha. He says also you should avoid having too much levity, an improper levity. Happiness is one thing, simcha is one thing, but kalas rosh, levity, inappropriate behavior, that is not appropriate. That is not simcha, but holelus. And that is not what our simcha is on Yantif. That is something that would not be acceptable. So there we have it in a nutshell. Eating, drinking, well, really eating of dairy and dvash, chalav, honey as well, sweetness of the Torah, and the minhag is to have dairy, but to not exclude the meat. Some people try to divide up the meal and have the dairy at the beginning and then wash the mouth out and change the table. There's a detail in how this is done, and you have to have different challahs and the like. So there is a process to doing that, and some people will have one meal melchik, one meal fleishik, and each should be mekayim his own minhag, but the ideal would be to have both dairy and to have meat on Shavuos. It could be same meal properly or different meals. Have a wonderful day.